Grain Producers Australia is running the poll and has put forward a proposal that 730 million of the Grains Research and Development Corporation has in reserve means the R&D rate should be reduced. Grain Producers Chief Executive Colin Bettles, encouraged growers to vote.
Well, essentially, we've been asking the question, are the grains levy rates fit the purpose? And we've been conducting a poll, which we opened at the start of this month, asking growers to vote on a proposal on levy rates. And that's the final consultation phase of this levy review process. So that's the essential purpose. And we're giving all growers a chance to have a say on the levy rate proposal. And the deadline for voting is 5 p.m. Friday, the 24th of October.
And recap for me what the existing levy rates are.
Well, essentially the research and development component is 0.99%. And then there's a biosecurity component, which makes up a much smaller amount. And there's the National Residue Survey, which goes to grain product integrity and market access. So overall, the grain levy has four components, and the total is 1.02% of a grain producer's grain check, basically.
And GPA is, I suppose, open to the views of all growers, but you do have your own proposal for a 0.2% reduction in the R&D component of the levy?
That's right, yep. And look, our job is to facilitate the consultation as the representative group for all the components of the levy. And that's what we've been doing. So we need to do that by putting a proposal out there for growers to vote on, which is essentially what you've outlined, noting there hasn't been any change since 2008 to the system, and that's a long time ago, and the system started about 40 years ago. And it was designed to be flexible, so rates can go up, they can go down. Well, we don't need people catastrophising, saying that a change in the rate means that the whole system's going to collapse. We want to optimise the value and benefits, not only for growers, but across the system, including for national productivity of the grains industry.
And does GPA think that the R&D levy should go down simply because of the vast amount of funds that GRDC has in reserve?
I think essentially what we're talking about in terms of the fit-for-purpose question is that there's a significant volume of reserve sitting there now. We've had record crops, essentially, since 2021, and that means record levy collection. So we're in a strong position to make changes, and that's the time when you do make changes to your financial strategy, when you've got money in the bank, and now's the time to look at doing that. So the levy system is meant to be flexible. It's not a set and forget approach. So we're saying that those changes can be made without any impact on one of the components of the levy, that's research and development. And we're saying we can do more to improve biosecurity with growers investing their own funds in that objective.
But overall, under the GPA proposal, if it was eventually enacted, growers would be paying less in levies.
That's correct. Yep. The overall reduction is 0.14%.
So under the two scenarios, one that growers vote in favour of the GPA proposal, one that they don't, what action would you take from there?
We'll write a summary report, and we'll make sure, as we have done all along, that we get that right, and we put that summary report to all of the stakeholders that we've engaged throughout this process, including the Minister's Office and other key stakeholders, the Department of Agriculture and the levy recipient bodies such as GRDC and Plant Health Australia.
And ultimately, for the levy to be changed, is that a ministerial decision?
That's correct, yep.
So we'll wait and see what the results of the poll are, but under a scenario where there was an overwhelming push for reduced levies, would you expect the minister to take that on board and make changes?
Absolutely. We've made this a democratic process, and I think the minister obviously is elected in her electorate in Tasmania based on a democratic poll, and it's one of the options that we've had available is ask growers for their views.
When will you get the results back and when will they be made available?
Yeah, we expect early next week that Australian Regional Insights will provide us with a summary report, which we then have to sit down and cross-reference that with the other parts of the review process we've been conducting in the last couple of years.
That was Grand Producers Australia Chief Executive Colin Bettles speaking with Angus Burley. This is the